Wetumpka Indians play right here. Welcome to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network and the RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty pregame show, sponsored in part by Collier Ford, Central Alabama Community College, RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty and RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus, Baptist Health and Baptist Ortho Now, the City of Wetumpka, Central Access, Russell DeWitt Center, State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan, Wharf Casual Seafood, First Community Bank, Montgomery Fire Equipment Company, CAC Adult Learning, and Precision Floor Care.
Well, it doesn't get much better than this. The Indians and the Mustangs here in Millbrook. It's the premier rivalry of Elmore County. Wetumpka and Stanhope Elmore. Good evening, everyone. I'm Gavin Baxley, and I'm joined by Mitch Petrie. It's another big game. We were just here a couple weeks ago, Mitch. Wetumpka got a couple wins in that Stanhope Elmore Christmas tournament, but this is the real deal. Another region matchup after the win over Percy Julian earlier this week, and a rivalry matchup. All of the excitement that you could possibly need here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And in that Christmas Classic tournament, you just had the boys come through. So this is the girls' first time as a team being here in this building, and I'm sure they're starting to feel the energy as we are.
Wetumpka and Stanhope Elmore getting ready to tip off here in just a little bit. The Mustangs enter at 17-3 for the girls, while the Indians are 14-4. We'll have the girls' matchup in just a bit, and then the boys following that. When we return, Mitch will sit down with head coach Harriet Winchester as we get ready for tip-off of the Indians and the Mustangs on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
For power, performance, and adventure, you'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on. Come on to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
I'm Mitch Petrie here for a one-on-one interview with head coach Harriet Winchester. Coach, girls basketball has gone off to a hot start this season. Best start in the program in the history, 13-4, and making it 14-4 last night against Percy Julian. Just talk about what's been so working so well for this team so far this season.
So the thing that's been working so well right now is that we're still building chemistry. But we have some returners, even though they're young, they are bringing the experience that we need for us to continue to build a program. We started with them, and because of that, they're the ones that's building our program. And because of them, that's why we're able to start off so strong.
Yeah, continued that strong start on Tuesday against Percy Julian. Really important to get that area win, especially first one of the season, kind of set the tone. But overall, what were your takeaways from that game as a whole?
We still have to put all four quarters together. We started slow on defense in different areas because we were trying to figure out which one worked the best for us to start a game. But overall, they picked it up after halftime, and they did an amazing job. We scored the ball, we passed the ball how we're supposed to, and we picked up our defense a whole lot better.
Absolutely. Big game coming this Friday, another area game, and of course one that's real important to this community in terms of Stanhope Elmore. What do you expect from this team going into that game, and especially being at their place? It's going to be a little bit more difficult than here at home.
Well, they already understand that because of the away game, we put it in their minds that we're already down 10. But one thing that I'm proud to say, we don't have to tell them to play hard. Everybody knows how the rivalry is between us and No Hope, and my girls understand that as well. But I believe, you know, if we follow the game plan that we're going to put in this week, overall everything should be good.
Excited to see what happens on Friday, Coach. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. I know buying or selling a home is a big decision, and that's why I treat every client like family. Whether it's your first home, your forever home, or anything in between, I'll make the process as smooth as possible. I'm Beverly Wright at RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty, here to serve you.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speed you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
Radio Alabama Sports. This is the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Wetumpka basketball is presented by Collier Ford. Come on to Collier Ford. Proudly serving the River Region for nearly 75 years. Online at CollierFordInc.com. RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty and RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success. Baptist Health, the official health care provider of the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Your health is our mission. Online at baptistfirst.org and the City of Wetumpka.
We are just about set for tip-off here between the Indians and the Mustangs in the girls' matchup. Our keys to the game brought to you by RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. Mitch, what do you have?
Well, in a rivalry game, it's always important to keep your composure. My first key to the game is going to be limiting turnovers. You never want to see turnovers at any level of basketball, but especially in a rivalry game where you know both teams are coming out of the gates hot, you cannot put yourself in a position to get behind. Second key to dominated the game is rely on your bigs. Logan Banks, Queen Ballard have absolutely dominated in the low post this season, and I think if they keep feeding them the ball, they'll continue to do so in this game.
I have to agree with you there. I think it's going to be a question of what the scoring is going to look like as well, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that here in just a moment. First, we'll have the national anthem in just a couple moments. They are honoring one of Stanhope Elmore's players here tonight with a basketball. Heaven Bailey for Stanhope Elmore with 1,500 points over her career so far. She's averaging 19 points a game. She'll be someone Wetumpka is going to be looking to limit here this evening. My key to the game that I wanted to get to there, the Indians are 7-1 when scoring 60 or more points, while Stanhope Elmore 2-11 when they have allowed 60 or more. That's going to be a big factor in this. The race to 60 points, can Wetumpka get there? That'll decide who's really controlling the flow of this game. I'll tell you our starting lineups in just a moment, but first, the national anthem. That's our national anthem as we get set for tip-off. Here are starting lineups presented by First Community Bank. Local people, local decisions, and a commitment to community. For the black and gold, Aaliyah Humphrey, the sophomore guard, will be in the lineup once again. Maya Richardson getting a start as well, the freshman guard. Junior small forward, Layla Culpepper, makes it into the starting five with the sophomore forward, Logan Banks, as well. Rounding out the starting lineup for the Indians is the senior, Queen Ballard, at the forward position. She's always an impact player for this Indians team. For the Mustangs, Aubrey Newton will get the start along with Heaven Bailey, who was just honored again for the 1,500 career points so far. She will be the big impact player tonight for Stanhope Elmore. Corey Harmon in the lineup for the Mustangs, and the next biggest impact so far this season for Stanhope has been Karaji Crosby, averaging 14 points per game so far, just under a double-double average with 9.2 rebounds per game. Tiana Davis makes up the remainder of the starting five for Stanhope Elmore. The Lady Mustangs are led by Kelvin Stokes, the head ball coach for them. This is the first area matchup for Stanhope Elmore. Wetumpka faced off against Percy Julian on Tuesday night and got the win. The Mustangs sit at 17-3, and as I mentioned, no record so far in 6A Area 4. For the Indians, 14-4 so far, 1-0 in the area. And if you go ahead and start off with a 2-0 record, it's going to be a pretty promising way to begin things as you hope to be able to host the area tournament later on down the road. On the floor now are the Indians and the Mustangs, set for the jump ball. Aaliyah Humphrey and Crosby for Stanhope Elmore. They will get it to begin, but Humphrey quickly trying to rip it away. Can't quite as Bailey finds an open Newton. She'll catch and shoot for three, no good. Humphrey with a nice rebound, and Wetumpka will have its first possession of the ballgame. Humphrey will give to Richardson. Looking inside for the first time with Ballard, but she'll send it right back out. Good ball movement early for the Indians here. Richardson to Humphrey.
Still trying to penetrate. Now she'll try and drive inside. Cuts back, and she will pull a jumper for two. That is good. And a 2-0 Indians lead.
Good shot selection there from Aaliyah Humphrey. Was trying to work it down in the low post. Nothing going, so she just pulls up a jumper from 10 feet and drills it home.
Now Stanhope Elmore trying to answer quickly. Crosby was right under the basket. She was contested and could not make it. Richardson will drive in. She'll pull a jumper again, this time off the mark. Similar shot from what Humphrey just took. Not quite as successful there for Richardson. Stanhope walking their way up the floor here after we are about 70 seconds into this ball game. Heaven Bailey will cut back, pull a three, bottom. What a shot there from Heaven Bailey to give Stanhope Elmore its first points and its first lead of the night. 3-2 Mustangs, 6:35 to go in quarter number one.
Yeah, and you can expect to see a lot of that as this game goes on. Teams trading punches back and forth as Coach Winchester takes a timeout.
Yeah, Winchester takes a timeout. 3-2. Indians lead at 6:35 left in quarter number one on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
First quarter action is brought to you by State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan is there.
3-2 the score. Stanhope Elmore with the lead after a big three from Heaven Bailey to start the game off for the Lady Mustangs. Wetumpka will inbound. They called the timeout because Wetumpka was struggling to get up the floor there after a little bit of some full court pressure early on. Now Wetumpka, though, getting it across no problem. Ballard has it up top. She'll look and find Culpepper. Now Richardson with it. She'll try and drive down the line. Can't find anything as her pass was deflected and sent right back to her. Foul is called on a reach in there. She was looking. No, check that. Jump ball is called. She was trying to pass over to Logan Banks, and it had it deflected right back to her. Then Mustangs got a hand on it, got the jump ball. Now they'll try a three. That's no good. Ballard there for a rebound. She can't get it to go up either. Aaliyah Humphrey had an open three from the far corner and overshot it. Ballard there drew the contact on her way up. First free throw here for Queen Ballard. And nails it. Tied up now. Three each. Queen Ballard has been kind of the star of the show for this Indians team early on this season. Just with her height difference above most of the opponents that she'll face in the post. Missed the second free throw, went out of bounds, last touch by Wetumpka. So we're all tied up, 2 minutes in, as Stanhope Elmore looking to build off the three a moment ago. Bailey will take another one, this time off the mark. Rebound effort there from Logan Banks, and it will go off of her hands and out of bounds. Check that. Stanhope Elmore got a hand on it as well, and Wetumpka will inbound. Facing some full-court pressure here as Bailey got to Culpepper. They do get it across. Humphrey has the advantage. She will drive in with a floater. Can't make it. Got her own board. Now tosses one up again, and Stanhope Elmore was able to come away with it. Whistle blown as the ball gets slapped out of bounds there by Maya Richardson.
And for a second there, I thought Humphrey was going to pull the three on that. When you're running that really hard full-court press, double-teaming, you're going to leave somebody open in the front court, and they found Aaliyah Humphrey, just decided not to shoot the three that time.
Well, she thought about it, stopped her stride for a moment, then chose to drive in. Now Stanhope Elmore looking to take the lead again in the post, and a nice bucket there from Karaji Crosby. Her first points of the night makes it 5-3 Stanhope. Richardson now quickly driving down. She'll pull a mid-range jumper. No good. Humphrey wide open for the rebound, though. Can't get the putback. Ballard saved it, but then stepped out of bounds. Indians with a turnover there after a couple of opportunities.
And although they're not making them right now, this bodes well for the Indians throughout the remainder of this game, getting a lot of opportunities on the offensive glass, and you got to think they'll start falling through eventually.
Bailey will give to Harmon. Harmon Not sure where to go with it yet. Pump faked, and now she'll start her dribble. Gives to Bailey. Cross the way, fires to Newton. Now they'll look inside. Crosby in the post again. Spinning, going up, no good. Battling for that rebound. Ball's on the deck and out of bounds. And it'll go in favor of the black and gold.
Really good job by Queen Ballard on that possession. So right as Crosby starts trying to spin, look for some room in the paint, stays up, staying nice and tall with her hands still in the air and avoiding a foul.
Leah Humphrey almost had it ripped away in the backcourt. She recovers it. Now she'll take a shot on her own from the far side of the baseline there. The two is good, and we are tied again at five.
Both field goals from the floor coming from Humphrey.
Stanhope Elmore now with Newton trying to drive down the baseline. She passes into the post with Davis. She cannot connect from a short-range hook shot there. And it goes out of play. Wetumpka with possession again. We are just under halfway through this first quarter. And just five apiece so far. Culpepper gives to Humphrey. From up top, she'll pull it herself off the mark. Humphrey thought she had a good look there. It was kind of an isolated situation, but just could not connect. Mustangs with it again. Both teams have had a handful of misses early on here, which may play to Stanhope's liking a little bit. Battling for it in the post. Ballard is going to be able to rip it away. Here comes Culpepper now. Indians had numbers for a moment, but will back off. Richardson open for three. Pulls it. No good. Off the front iron that time on what was a bit of a laser shot there. Heaven Bailey now trying to take it all the way, and she will draw a foul. Made a shot, but I believe this was called on the floor. I have to double check this here, but yes, they are going to say that there's no basket on that play. She pulled the shot right after the whistle. Anaya Burton, bounce passing on the inbounds. She'll find Davis under the basket, who makes it through. 7-5 now. Stanhope Elmore with the advantage. Humphrey for the Indians, spinning, driving. She'll kick out now. And this is Banks who spins and goes in herself. Cannot get it to fall, though. As it goes out of play, Stanhope Elmore takes over. Indians have had a couple good looks here, just have not been able to get things going in the post so far.
No, absolutely they haven't. And that's something that this Indians team has really relied on all season long. Look to see them try and clean that up as this one goes on.
Stanhope had a look at it in the post as well. Couldn't get anything with Tiana Davis. Good coverage there by Queen Ballard. Here comes Humphrey now, who goes up. Whistle blown, and they're going to call a charge against Humphrey. Didn't make the basket there. Was hoping to be taking a trip to the free throw line, and instead it'll give possession back to Stanhope. 2:40 left in the first quarter, and just 7-5 right now. Stanhope with the advantage. Now here's Bailey. She tries to go up with one, instead has it ripped out of her hands now. Layla Culpepper with a nice steal. Now looking, Humphrey open for three, pump fakes, now pulls it, and that one off target. Rebound though by Richardson, back to Humphrey one more time. This time she pulls it, this time it's good. Humphrey gives Wetumpka the lead again, 8-7. With just about 2 minutes left in the first.
Humphrey's on fire right now. She's got 7 of the Indians' 8 points.
Now Bailey trying to answer it. She can't connect. Rebound from Anaya Burton. She'll drive in and can't do anything either. Banks manages to come away with the ball. Trying to take it coast to coast. She will, and she'll lay it in. Indians lead by 3, 10-7. And a timeout called by Stanhope Elmore.
Couple of good possessions there for the Indians. Good job hustling to get the offensive rebound and allowing Aaliyah Humphrey to get another look at the open three. But something I wanted to mention is that charge was the second foul on Humphrey. All 2 of the fouls called on the Indians have gone on Humphrey, so definitely something to watch as we go deeper into this one.
Yeah, it's pretty early to be having 2 of them so far. But Humphrey, one of the key pieces of the momentum shift here over the last couple of moments. Wetumpka leading it now by three thanks to the three-pointer and then the drive from Logan Banks to make it 10-7. Coach Stokes called the timeout. His team will now take to the floor again, and they will have possession. Wetumpka looking to maintain a three-point lead here as we close in on the end of the first quarter. Mustangs with Corey Harmon bringing it up. They'll pass to Bailey. Bailey looping around. Now she'll find Harmon, who pulls the three. That one off the back of the rim there. Mustangs managed to come away with the rebound again. They looked for Davis in the post. She kicks back up top. Bailey drives in. She'll pull a jumper that's good. Another big bucket here from Heaven Bailey.
Easy to see why she's got 1,500 career points. Just always seems like she's taking the right shot.
Lexi Smith on the floor for the first time. She's got it for Wetumpka. And she'll give back up top now to Maya Richardson. Richardson looking to go, but instead a moving screen called against Logan Banks and Wetumpka. It was a good pick play that was set up there, but Banks didn't have her feet set. 1 minute left in the first quarter, 10-9. Stanhope Elmore trying to take the lead back again. They look for Davis inside. Can't get a roll there as she goes up with it. They do come away with the board. Mustangs with another chance. Harmon now faces double coverage here, which leaves a wide open girl in the far corner. That's Bailey. She misses the three, and rebound here from Layla Culpepper. 40 seconds left in the first quarter now. Richardson trying to find her way up the floor as the pressure gets to her. They finally get across. Smith has it now. She'll pull the three. No good. Short just a little bit. Scrambling for possession now, but Mustangs come away with it. 20 seconds now in the quarter. Bailey for Stanhope. Spins out. Kicks to Harmon. Pulls the three from the near wing. No good. Out of bounds. Last touch by Stanhope. One more possession coming for Wetumpka before the end of the first quarter. With just 12 seconds left on the clock here. Richardson with 10. Richardson makes it across with 6. 5 seconds. 4. 3. No look pass to Smith. 2. 1. Smith pulls the 3 off the bank. No good. A low scoring first quarter there. 10-9. Wetumpka with a slight advantage over the rival Mustangs after quarter number 1. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. For a quote today.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Golf Video, live event and video production elevating your next project. Let Jackson Dean and his team make your event look like $1 million. Online at golfvideo.io.
Precision Floor Care is your local experts for tile, grout, stone, brick, and concrete. From cleaning and sealing to full decorative finishes, they deliver precise results every time. Trust Brent Turner and the hometown team that cares about our community. Call Precision Floor Care today or visit callpfc.com. Start of the second quarter now. Wetumpka with a one-point advantage, 10-9 over Stanhope Elmore. Starting off, the Mustangs will have possession and will have a bucket there from a mid-range jumper from Heaven Bailey. Makes it 11-10 here, just 10 seconds into the second quarter. Bailey's got 7 already. Now Richardson losing control of it there. It will not go out of play. Stanhope picks it up in time. Tiana Davis there to scoop it. Bailey now for the Mustangs, gives to Newton. She pulls the 3 and overshoots by a good bit there. Indians manage to come away with it. Here's Richardson in transition, stops her stride, pulls a long 2 that is good. If she stops just 1 second sooner, she's probably getting 3 points out of that instead. But Wetumpka leads it by 1. Driving in there was Heaven Bailey, as you heard the whistle, and a foul is called there against Layla Culpepper. They will call this on the floor. Anaya Burton will inbound from the baseline as she heaves it down the floor to Heaven Bailey in the backcourt. That will allow the Mustangs to reset for a moment now as Newton has it and looks inside to Crosby. She's up in the post, and this time she'll get a bucket. Struggled a handful of times to be able to come up with anything in the post has Crosby. She finally gets something out of it. Lexi Smith for the Indians, working with Richardson and Culpepper. Culpepper has it now. She'll try and drive from the far side. Runs out of room and gives to Banks, who tries to just fire one up there and somehow got it to go from mid-range.
Could have been a possible and one opportunity there. Looks like Logan Banks had a little bit of contact on that shot, but doesn't matter. The bucket falls through anyway.
Looks very awkward. Stanhope Elmore now trailing by one again as a foul is called, this time against Queen Ballard. Tiana Davis was right there under the basket trying to go up with it, and I think Ballard got her pretty good there. 6:21 left in the first half. Stanhope Elmore inbounding here with Anaya Burton, who again fires it down into the backcourt. Bailey now with a logo three, and it's good. Goodness gracious. Long shot there from Heaven Bailey. She's got double figures already. It's 16-14 Mustangs. Ballard in the post, getting to Smith. Smith step back, pump fakes, and gives to Richardson. Richardson now looping around, gives to Culpepper. Now Smith again. Smith trying to decide. Picks up the dribble and gives to Richardson. Now still up top to Culpepper as her and Richardson work together. Richardson will drive in, and this time she will get a bucket off the glass to tie it back up. 16 each.
And this is exactly what you expect in a rivalry game like this. Both teams just trading blows back and forth. Already been four lead changes here in just about 10 minutes of play.
You can hear the crowd here on this Indian side of the gym. Wetumpka forced a steal there for a moment as Logan Banks was racing down the court. Lost control of it, but it was last touched by Stanhope. Indians inbounding from the baseline. 5:22 left in the first half. Queen Ballard coming out of the game as Aaliyah Humphrey re-enters. Along with her, there's Culpepper, Banks, Lexi Smith, and Maya Richardson. Humphrey inbounding as she'll fire it to Richardson. She gives now to Humphrey. Humphrey, catch and shoot three, no good. Fighting for this board here as Tiana Davis will win that battle against Banks. Still tied at 16 each. Heaven Bailey now hearing it from the Indians fans as she gives to Newton, driving down the baseline from the far side. No good. Tiana Davis now with a rebound. Can't get the put back. Got her own board. This time she gets it. 18-16 now. Stanhope. Less than 5 minutes to go in the half. Richardson. Crossover. Pulls the three. No good. Battling for it. Tiana Davis again with a big rebound. Now Bailey, she'll drive inside, underhand, the jelly roll, and it will go. 20-16 Mustangs. Humphrey for Wetumpka, now trailing by four. Smith up top. Smith, a little bit of dribble moves here. Now she'll give to Humphrey again. Humphrey trying to drive from that far side. A whistle blown, and a foul is called on the floor, this time against Crosby. Queen Ballard coming right back into the game. She stepped out less than a minute ago, and this time Maya Richardson will exit for the Indians. Humphrey lobs one to Smith. Pulling the three, Smith can't get it to fall. Whistle's blown, this time on the rebound effort. And waiting to see who this went against. And they're going to say Queen Ballard there. And that's two fouls on Ballard over the last minute. 4 minutes left to go in the half. Mustangs with possession and a four-point lead, 20-16. Now kicking out, Aubrey Newton, open for three, and she's got it. A 7-point advantage now for Stanhope Elmore.
And Mustangs on a little bit of a run here, 7-0. Run it was tied at 16. Now they've kind of jumped out to a two-possession lead. Indians need a bucket here. Cut the bleeding.
Now Smith, she'll try and drive down the lane. Draws a foul on her way up. Can't get the bucket after a physical play there. This time it goes against Crosby. First foul on Crosby. Smith now shooting two. And Lexi Smith good on the first. Indians have only had one other trip to the line so far. Queen Ballard had it earlier and went one for two.
And free throws are always important, but when you're in a rivalry game like this, your free throws are some of the best chances you have to close a gap and stop the bleeding.
Well, Smith, one of the better free throw shooters on the team. She goes two for two there. Newton with a catch and shoot three. This time, no good. Same spot she made it from just a few moments ago. It's 23-18 now as Wetumpka trails by five. 3:20 left in the first half. Bounce pass to Smith, still from the outside. Smith looking for somewhere to go. She will give to Ballard there on the far corner as she looks for some help. Firing this one now to a racing Lexi Smith, who goes down the baseline and goes up and under to lay it in.
That was a really tough layup there from Lexi Smith. Shot it as the momentum was completely on the other side of the basket, kind of almost like a backward shot over the top of her head. Good finish there from Lexi.
Love to see it. Heaven Bailey now with it for Stanhope as the Indians have cut it to three now. After four consecutive points, that is, from Lexi Smith. Aubrey Newton in the far corner, bounce passing inside. Going up is Tiana Davis. She's got the bucket and the foul. Foul that time goes against Aaliyah Humphrey. And that's three fouls on Humphrey here in this first half. I have to imagine that may end her half, as they want to make sure that she's going to be available there for the last 16 minutes of this game. The and-one free throw, no good. Stanhope fought for it, but Wetumpka will come away with the board. Here comes Culpepper coast-to-coast, goes up for the lay, got a lot of contact, no call. Couldn't get the bucket either. 25-20 now, Stanhope with it again. Heaven Bailey, fadeaway shot there from the near side, no good. As Ballard got the board. Here comes Smith now, quickly driving down. She'll go up for the lay, and she's got it again. Six consecutive points for the Indians have come from Lexi Smith.
It's kind of been the spark plug to cut into this Stanhope Elmore lead.
Mustangs keeping the Indians honest with a three-point threat of Newton and Bailey. Finally had Bailey drive in. She couldn't get a bucket there. Smith has it again for Wetumpka. Catch and shoot. Three. Bottom. Lexi Smith has tied the game 25-25. Nine consecutive points from Lexi Smith for the Indians. Now Stanhope with Burton. She'll drive in. Foul is called. And this time against Queen Ballard. That's her third as well.
And that's a tough call there. Like Queen Ballard standing straight up trying to not get foul called, but that'll likely end her half as well. Saw Humphrey just come out of the game a second ago, and it looks like Queen Ballard will after this first free throw.
Free throw here for the Mustangs is good. Anaya Burton was the one to drive in. She couldn't get the bucket, but just made the first of her two free throws here. Gave Stanhope the lead once again, 26-25, with one more coming. That will miss, and it remains a one-point advantage. Getting the rebound there, it was banked. She had it stolen away, though. Mustangs go up, couldn't get it the first time. Got it the second attempt, though, with Tiana Davis. They pressured Banks, and she had her pass rejected. Now Richardson pulling a three-pointer. No good there for the Indians. Kicking back, Richardson. Now Culpepper, she pulls the three. No good either. Mustangs scrambling. They'll get a rebound out of this after picking it up off the floor with Aubrey Newton. 1 minute left to go in the half. A three-point lead for Stanhope Elmore. And they've got possession. Firing to Newton. She pulls the three. That one's good. The three ball has been hot for Stanhope Elmore. 31-25. 45 seconds left in the first half. Pass to Culpepper. Culpepper now. She'll drive inside. Tried to kick out, but a whistle blown. And a foul called against Anaya Burton. on the floor again. That's the third foul of the period here for Stanhope Elmore. Indians will inbound from the near sideline. Right in front of Stanhope Elmore's bench, Lexi Smith will have to get it in here with 38 seconds left in the half. Richardson was able to get it in the backcourt. Now she'll float a pass to Smith, still from beyond the perimeter here, 25 seconds. Smith drives in, passes now to an open person, gives to Culpepper here, who drives in and manages to get the floater to go. 31-27. Madison McDade is on the floor here wearing that 32 jersey. She came in for Ballard just a few moments ago. Stanhope Elmore could not get a bucket a moment ago. 2 seconds now in the half. Three-pointer from Richardson, no good. And that ends what was a dramatic second quarter of play. 31-27. Wetumpka trailing by four in what was a defensive first quarter and an offensive second quarter. We'll take a break when we come back. The City of Wetumpka Halftime Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
I'm Chad Barrett with RE/MAX Cornerstone. I love helping families in Central Alabama find their place to call home. Whether you're buying in Prattville, selling in Wetumpka, or moving anywhere across the river region, I'll make the process smooth and successful. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone. Let's find your perfect home together.
And adventure, you'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Whether it's the legendary Ford F-150 built to tackle any job, the bold and capable Ford Bronco built for the trails, or the versatile Bronco Sport perfect for every road trip, Collier Ford has the right ride for you. Proudly serving the River Region since 1952, we're here to keep you on the road.
Come on, come to Collier!
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Welcome to the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show. I'm Mitch Petrie alongside Gavin Baxley here in Millbrook as we take on this rivalry matchup. Indians down 4 at the half, 31-27 advantage to Stanhope Elmore. But you had a couple of different Indians really get involved in that first half. The name that comes to mind is Lexi Smith. Mustangs went on a 7-point advantage, and Lexi Smith immediately rattled off 9 straight points and is the Indians' leading scorer, really provided that spark plug when the Indians needed it most. Another name to talk about is Aaliyah Humphrey. Came in, started this game red hot, making a 3 and a bucket, scored the first 5 points of the game for the Indians, and she's got a couple of rebounds to her name as well. Maya Richardson comes in to halftime with just 4 points to her name, but she has another 4 assists to go with it as well, doing a great job of finding open Wetumpka Indians. Queen Ballard only has 1 point from that 1 made free throw, but already has 11 rebounds and 3 assists to go with it, so doing a great job of grabbing boards and distributing the ball out. But you look at the other side, you look at Stanhope Elmore, Indians have really had no answer for Heaven Bailey. She got honored earlier tonight, scoring her 1,500 point here earlier this season, and she's already got 12 points, the leading scorer for the Mustangs, and has really made just about every shot she's attempted.
Yeah, I think the big deal here, though, is that we knew Heaven Bailey would be effective. The problem is that Wetumpka has had a really tough time penetrating inside. The top story in my mind here is looking at Queen Ballard. She's only got 1 point right now, and it didn't come on the floor, of course. It was on the free throw line. You've got to be able to find a way to get yourself inside the post, be able to take advantage of the size advantage that you have. The problem is, though, Queen Ballard right now already with 3 fouls. So how do you manage to do that both effectively but also cautiously to make sure that you don't have anyone fouling out too early?
Well, there's a couple of different avenues you can go through. First of all, Logan Banks, she's got 4 points. All of her points coming in the paint. She's another good option down low for the Indians. So keep giving her the ball. Keep giving her chances and opportunities. She seemed to do well when given those chances. And then if you're Queen Ballard, really when you're on the defensive side of the ball, you've got to remember, hands straight up. Keep your body straight up. You cannot use that size too much or else you'll get called for it every single time.
I think that 3 ball from Lexi Smith that we saw there along with we had the 3 from Maya Richardson as well. Those have kind of helped us start keep Stanhope Elmore a little bit more honest. That's why we saw such a high-scoring second quarter versus that first quarter where it was just 10-9. That's going to be a big part of this second half. How can Wetumpka keep Stanhope Elmore's defense honest, make them spread out, open the door to get into the lane, and get a couple extra buckets there that are a little bit easier than having to take some long-range shots every single possession. We're just a few minutes away here from the second half of action. Indians are trailing 31-27 when we return the third quarter on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
This is Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. I know buying or selling a home can feel overwhelming, but I promise you don't have to go through it alone. I'll guide you through every detail and keep things simple, clear, and stress-free. When you're ready to make a move in the River Region, call me, Kathy Thornton, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. With same-day pickup, ship to store, and ship to home, all available at russelldewittcenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at russelldewittcenter.com. russelldewittcenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
105.1 WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Third quarter action is brought to you by Radio Alabama Sports. Game on, online at RadioAlabamaSports.net.
We are ready for the third quarter of action here in just a couple moments between the Indians and the Mustangs. Gavin Baxley alongside Mitch Petrie here this evening as Wetumpka currently trailing 31-27. It's been a tale of two different quarters so far. The low scoring first 8 minutes where it was 10-9, and then the second quarter, which brought us all the way to a 31-27 score there in those most recent 8 minutes of play. Very different two quarters. Interesting to see what we might see for the last 16 minutes of this game.
Yeah, absolutely. And when it's a rivalry game like this, I've talked about it so much, but it's always going to be a back-and-forth game, blows upon blows, punches and counter-punches, and that's what the story of that first half was. Six lead changes in just 16 minutes of play, and I'd expect a few more as this game goes on.
Both teams out on the floor again. Failed to mention the uniform combos today, by the way. Indians in their black and gold unis, and Stanhope Elmore in the all-whites with maroon colors. In case you were wondering for our radio listeners, Indians have possession to start the second half as they will immediately look into the post. A shot attempt no good from Logan Banks, but a great putback, and Queen Ballard finally able to get something going in the post. Gets a bucket there to start the half.
Definitely good to see, and hopefully a sign of things to come for this Indians team.
Now going in the post themselves, Stanhope Elmore can't get anything with Tiana Davis. Then a whistle blown off a travel from the rebound from Logan Banks.
That's an unfortunate call there. Banks had three Stanhope Elmore defenders right around her as she grabbed that rebound and just kind of fell backwards and unfortunately called for the travel.
Corey Harmon gave into Newton. Now looking inside, Anaya Burton lost it, kicked back up top. Harmon, now Bailey, thought about a three, gives to Harmon instead. As Stanhope Elmore just looking for an opening here. Aubrey Newton now. She'll give over to Bailey. Long range three from the near side. No good as Stanhope tries to chase it down. They keep it in play but give it right to the Indians. Aaliyah Humphrey now in trouble. She almost has it picked away, but instead a reach-in foul is called against the Mustangs. It goes against Anaya Burton.
Kind of lucked out with that call there. The ball looked like it was going to go right into the hands of the Mustangs, and they were coming straight down with nobody home ahead of them.
31-29 now with 6:50 left in the third quarter. Smith drove in, gave right to Ballard. She couldn't get it. She had a wide open look there under the basket, and we remain down by two. Mustangs now with a Euro stepping lay from Heaven Bailey, and she draws the foul. This one goes against Layla Culpepper. It's her second. And an and one free throw coming for Heaven Bailey. Second and one play of the night for her. This time she does take advantage of the free throw as well. 34-29. Mustangs lead it over the Indians right now. Smith up top for Wetumpka. She'll try and penetrate down the left side of the lane. Gives to Ballard. Now back up top. Here comes Banks. She'll try and pull a mid-range shot. No good. Smith for the rebound. Immediately going back up for it. Can't get it. Draws the foul, though. And Lexi Smith will head to the line for the second time tonight.
Made both of her free throws early and definitely looking to repeat that on this trip to the line.
So she'll shoot two here as Wetumpka trails by five. Hit the front of the iron that time. And Smith now two for three. 6:12 left to go in the third quarter. A reminder that after this, we will have the boys game as well. Missed the second free throw and a rebound from Queen Ballard. Couldn't get it on the first attempt. Then got her own board and she'll put it right back up and in. 34-30 now.
Stanhope now with it. They'll pull a three. No good. Aubrey Newton couldn't connect. Aaliyah Humphrey manages to come away with it. Humphrey racing down. She'll go up for it. No good either. Both teams coming empty there. ...34-31, 5:34 to go in the third as Wetumpka will have possession here. There was a scramble for it as it went out of play. And Culpepper will inbound for Wetumpka. Lexi Smith now up top for the Indians as Wetumpka trails by three. Smith driving inside. She'll go with the right hand. Can't get the friendly roll there as it comes out. Davis with a rebound. Here come the Mustangs again. Stripped from behind, though, as Bailey thought she had it. Wetumpka with possession again. Now Smith, catch and shoot for three. Bottom. Second made three of the night now for Lexi Smith.
And a huge three. That's
Evan Bailey with a rebound for Stanhope Elmore. Bailey, again, Euroing in, and she'll lay it once more. 54-38. Humphrey, step back, three, airballed that just a little off to the left that time. Just over a minute left in the third quarter, a 16-point lead now for Stanhope Elmore. They'll look inside again. Crosby under the basket. She gets the lay and draws the foul. Well, Wetumpka just can't buy a miss right now as it's an 18-point deficit for the Indians. A free throw coming on the and one play from Karaji Crosby. 56 seconds left to go in the third quarter. First free throw here from Crosby. It is off the back of the rim. On the and one free throw. Couldn't get it. Humphrey has it now for the Indians. She'll try and drive inside. Finding room. Got the lay and the foul. A slight jolt of momentum there for the Indians as they desperately need it at the moment.
Hopefully this will start pushing momentum a little bit back in the Indians' direction, but not going to see a full momentum swing until you can stop the Mustangs on the other end of the floor.
No question about that. A free throw is coming for Aaliyah Humphrey now after the made basket a moment ago. Trying to cut it back within 15. The free throw off the front of the rim. Stanhope Elmore gets the board there with Layla Ziegler. And she'll give to Heaven Bailey, who works her way up the floor. Indians still playing just half-court coverage here. Bailey dribbling out some time. As she'll now cross over, try to drive inside on her own. Kicks out to an open Harmon. She pulls the three and will bank it in. Mustangs with a huge advantage, 59-40. Smith, catch and shoot for three, no good. Rebound there, Layla Culpepper. She drives in now, floater no good as well. Mustangs coming away with a rebound. Tiana Davis had it. Gave to Heaven Bailey. Now an open Harmon down the court. She'll lay it in at the buzzer. And it is 61-40 at the end of the third quarter. We'll take a break when we return the fourth quarter on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Looking for power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Whether it's the legendary Ford F-150 built to tackle any job, the bold and capable Ford Bronco built for the trails, or the versatile Bronco Sport perfect for every road trip, Collier Ford has the right ride for you. Proudly serving the River Region since 1952, we're here to keep you on the road.
Come on, come to Collier!
Alabama Community College is building brighter futures right here at home with affordable tuition, flexible programs, and campuses across the region. CAC helps students start strong and go far. Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success. 61-40, Stanhope Elmore with a 21-point lead over Wetumpka after what was a dominating third quarter of play there from the Mustangs. And it's been because of the three-point shots here from Stanhope Elmore. Wetumpka just could not get a stop. And it's going to be hard to when you have someone who's been as hot as Aubrey Newton has from beyond the arc. Get Corey Harmon, get a couple, along with Heaven Bailey. Stanhope Elmore has had just about everything fall in this second half. They'll have possession to start the fourth quarter. They'll look inside. The pass is poked away there. They were looking for Layla Ziegler as Ballard got a hand on it, sends it out of bounds. Aubrey Newton still inbounding for the Mustangs. Gives it to Ziegler right under the basket. Can't get anything as her shot is tipped and then picked up by Queen Ballard. Indians just have to take this one bucket at a time if they can. Richardson gives to Humphrey. Step back there, whistle, and a foul called now against Corey Harmon.
I think you hit the nail right on the head there, Gavin. You cannot get this game back one in one possession. You just got to play slow and methodical. Let the game come to you a little bit.
Humphrey gets an inbound there to Queen Ballard. And another foul called. Humphrey will inbound from the baseline again. Finds Lexi Smith up top. Now an open Maya Richardson for three. No good. Indians coming away with the board, though. Lexi Smith has it. She'll go up. This time she draws a foul.
And that's three fouls already on the Mustangs in this quarter. So definitely, and it's something to keep an eye on as Lexi Smith heads to the free throw line.
Smith now shooting two. She's 3 for 4 so far. She misses the first. 7:22 left in this one. Wetumpka still trailing by 21 as Smith can't connect on either free throw. And the Mustangs had the board for a moment, had the first pass ripped away. Smith now has it again, goes for the lay, can't get it. Ballard saves it from going out, but Stanhope manages to come away with it. Now here comes Bailey, coast to coast. A lot of contact, charge is called. And that's the right call there. Bailey put that forearm out and bulldozed an Indian there.
I think it was Lexi Smith. Great job there. She barely just got her feet set in time, charged right ahead of Bailey, set her feet, and let the body do the work. Good job there from Lexi Smith and a smart basketball play.
Indians with possession again, still trailing 61-40. Richardson gives to Smith. She'll float a pass inside. Ballard in the post, finds Culpepper. Culpepper now looping around, gives to Humphrey. She'll pull the three off the mark and out of bounds. Indians trailing by as much as they are. They've gotten a little trigger happy here from beyond the arc. Have not been able to connect so far. Bailey will give to Harmon. Now a look inside. Tiana Davis and Stanhope Elmore with another basket. Now 63-40. Smith for the Indians. Looking for somewhere to go. Again, firing inside. Ballard in the post. She tries to go up. Cannot get it to fall, though, as Tiana Davis with another stop.
Now Mustangs are going to slow things down a little bit, it looks like.
Not quite. They give to Aubrey Newton instead in the near corner, and she drills another three.
That's seven made threes on the night for Aubrey Newton.
Humphrey now trying to drive down the baseline. She'll kick out. Richardson for three. Off target. Rebound from Ballard. Goes up. Has it ripped out from behind, but Smith is there to pick it up. Lexi Smith now trying to reset the possession. Richardson. Now, Humphrey steps up, long two, no good. Rebound there from Burton for Stanhope as they manage to come away with it. Now a long pass trying to find Newton in the corner there from all the way on the opposite end of the court and just overthrew it a little bit out of bounds. 66-40, Wetumpka makes a substitution. As it's Humphrey along with Richardson, Banks, Smith, and Ballard. Banks now will look inside for Ballard. And again, deflected, stolen away this time. Newton picked it up, now gives to Bailey. Bailey will try and take it all the way through. And kicking out now to Corey Harmon, who pulls a three and no good. Richardson has it. Richardson, crossover move. Now she'll pull the mid-range shot. No good. Foul was called there as Davis is going to be the guilty party this time. Indians shooting two free throws here with Maya Richardson. Can't make the first. Richardson, second free throw, and connected that time. First points of the quarter here for the Indians, 66-41 now, as a three ball, no good from Heaven Bailey. Indians trailing 66-41 as Smith had it poked away for a moment, and Smith will inbound. It was a good defense there from Corey Harmon. Up top with Humphrey's spin move. She'll take a mid-range shot that falls and makes it 66-43. An inbound now, stolen away. Lexi Smith can't get the bucket, but she does draw the foul.
And slowly but surely, the Indians starting to try and claw their way back into this game, though. Down 23 with just under 4.5 minutes to play. Everything needs to go in your favor here.
Two shots coming for Smith. Long way to go. But the last couple of plays have been pretty successful. Smith can't connect on the free throw. Looking for one here. Had a great job defensively for that steal and manages to take some advantage of it with the made free throw. She goes 1-for-2 at the line that time, and it's 66-44. There's 4 minutes and 30 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Heaven Bailey has it. She'll look inside, trying to go up for one, and making it from under the basket is Anaya Burton.
And that's just a tough shot to stop for the Indians. Just had a bunch of bodies in there. Hands are up, but just a better finish at the rack.
Humphrey has it. Now she'll look inside, and trying to battle is Logan Banks. Has a hand in there, and jump ball is called. Goes in favor of Wetumpka. Now Smith with it. She'll try and drive in and had it poked away again, this time out of bounds on Stanhope once more. Indians inbounding from the baseline once more. This time it was Humphrey. Finds Smith. She'll pull the three, and that's good. 68-47 now.
That was a real deep three from Smith there, just right, even with the head of the Mustang at half court. Deep shot for Lexi Smith.
Stanhope trying to find a bucket, couldn't do it there. Anaya Burton was under the basket and couldn't connect. Humphrey had it poked out there in the lane. It was last touched by Stanhope, though. Humphrey again inbounding from the baseline. 68-47 now as Smith has it. She'll try and drive in, stepping back for a moment. Now finds an open Humphrey in the far corner for three and cannot connect. Heaven Bailey with a rebound. Now a layup coming for Stanhope. Couldn't get it. Heaven Bailey missed, but a great putback there from Tiana Davis. Maya Richardson has it as she tried to pull a three, but a timeout was called first by Coach Winchester. 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and we'll take a quick break with a timeout on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision 4 Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision 4 Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision 4 Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision 4 Care, precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
70-47 the score. 3:07 left to go in the fourth quarter as Wetumpka trails right now. And they've got their work cut out for them here. Nonetheless, stick around. We'll have a conversation with Coach Winchester about this one. And then we will get ready for the men's game as well, which will follow this one by about 10 minutes after the conclusion. As Wetumpka and Stanhope Elmore have a big one coming for the boys as well. Indians have possession out of the timeout. They find Smith, who drills a three to make it 70-50 now with 3 minutes left to go.
And as you probably guess, Mustangs definitely not in a hurry to bring this one across half court.
You would think, but again, they'll find Newton, who pulls a three, and she's got it. Stanhope Elmore does not concern themselves with the time when they can shoot as well as they have. Lexi Smith now will pull a three, can't get it, trying to race in and get a steal, but she couldn't do that as well. Great job by Tiana Davis to get the rebound and hold on to it. Mustangs now quickly pulling the jumper. Heaven Bailey gets that one to go as well. 75-50. Now, Culpepper, she'll pull a three for the Indians. That one's good. Went out of bounds there. A whistle was blown. A foul was called. And I believe it was on the rebound effort there. They're trying to clean up a slick spot as well. And they've got to take a quick pause for that. 2:12 left in this one. As Wetumpka likely going to fall shy unless they can pull off an astounding comeback here in the last couple of moments. Heaven Bailey has it for the Mustangs. As she will take a long two. Foot was on the line there, which makes it the two. And a great save from Tiana Davis. Gives it right back to the Mustangs. She airballed on the shot, but Davis had a great job to save it before going out. Davis again with it, driving in, kicked out. Now Newton has it up top. She'll look for help and find Corey Harmon. Minute 45 left. Harmon now driving in herself. The underhand lay won't go. But another rebound from Davis, and she gives it to Heaven Bailey. Bailey, she'll take her chance trying to drive in, and this time she gets a floater to go. 77-53. Mustangs with the lead as Richardson pulls and makes a three-pointer. Now Indians trying to put the pressure on them. And a foul called in the backcourt, this time against Layla Culpepper. Indians have only committed two fouls in this quarter, so Mustangs will have to inbound from the near sideline. There's a minute 16 left to play. Tiana Davis will inbound. Heaven Bailey making her exit to a round of applause after a strong night from her, and her and Aubrey Newton both very much deserve it. Newton still on the floor right now for Stanhope as they look inside to Tiana Davis, who gets a layup. 79-56. Humphrey now driving in, trying to go up for one. Cannot get it to fall. Battling for a rebound here. Mustangs had it, but then had a pass picked off by Culpepper. She goes up for a floater, and that one will connect. 79-58, 46 seconds left. Mustangs committed a violation there on the inbound. And instead of Stanhope having possession, it'll be Aaliyah Humphrey who inbounds for the Indians. Gives to Smith, who missed the three, but a great rebound there from Culpepper, who manages to get the putback. 79-60. Down to the last 30 seconds of this one. Corey Harmon will give to Burton. Back up top again. This time it's Crosby, and a foul is called against Aaliyah Humphrey. 27.2 left on the clock. Again, a reminder, we'll have Coach Winchester come speak with us in just a couple of moments after these last 27 seconds, and then we'll get ready for the boys' game of the Indians and the Mustangs. Should be a good one there as well.
Gianna Davis will have it. 20 seconds left as the Indians are still applying a lot of pressure here. Stanhope doesn't seem like they're quite ready to just dribble it out entirely, but now they have started to back off. Now just 5 seconds left. Wetumpka won't let it go, but Stanhope finally will with 3 seconds. And Stanhope will take one more shot there at the buzzer. Anaya Burton gets a layup to make it 81-60, your final score. Stanhope Elmore gets the victory over the Indians here.